Officers were called at 17:30 on Wednesday evening to reports of a fight in the Doddington estate. On arrival, we found a male aged 46 years old seriously injured following an assault. London Air Ambulance and the LAS were called to the scene, but despite the best efforts of our officers and the ambulance crew, he was pronounced deceased at 18:15. Since then, the investigation progressed rapidly, and last night two arrests were made. Two males aged in their 40s were arrested on suspicion of murder. They're currently being held in custody. So that is the latest update I can give you. What I can also say is that we believe the victim to be Ian Tomlin, survived by a family on the estate, was a resident of the estate and a valuable member of society. And our sympathies at this point in time are with the victim's family and friends.
I've been speaking to residents today who have said that this estate has had problems with drugs for many months. Mm. What have police been doing about it?
I think the estate has had problems in the past and continues to have some problems. We've been working very closely with residents, communities, with the council around the estate. We conducted a major operation around drug dealing on the estate last year and made 54 arrests. So this is an area that we are working very closely with the community to make sure the estate is safe for all who are resident.
I mean, if you knew there was a problem there, why were there not officers that were there more regularly? I mean, could this death have been prevented?
I think firstly I'd say this is a very unusual incident. I'd like to think every death we have, you know, we do our very best to prevent it. We do have regular visits to the estate. We have two dedicated ward officers that patrol the estate regularly. We also have additional officers that are going to be patrolling the estate for the foreseeable future to provide further reassurance to the community. We do have officers there. They do work closely with the local community, you know, and they are dedicated to that area.
What would you say? I mean, a lot of people are very scared to talk on camera today to us. What would you say to those residents who are really concerned about their own safety and are saying the police are not there, they're not supporting them?
Well, firstly, I would say, listen, I understand their frustration, I understand their anger. This is a completely senseless and tragic incident. What I would say is that we do support them. The arrests that were made last night were made off intelligence that came from the community. The operation that we ran last year was based from intelligence that came from the community. So we do react and we do respond to what's going on there. And we work very closely, both with the council, our third sector partners, and the community to address problems on that estate. So I understand their anger and I understand their frustration. I'll be feeling the same. But rest assured, we're doing everything we can to make that community safe and secure for all residents.
And finally, what's been the family's reaction?
So clearly the family are devastated. I mean, this is absolutely senseless. What I would say is that at the moment, we have a liaison officer with the family. We're working very closely with them and supporting them throughout the investigation. We're determined to bring all of those involved to justice and to support the family. It's completely wrong. It's completely senseless. It is another tragic incident that should never, you know, we shouldn't be in a situation where we have parents burying their children and we have kids who have lost a father. This is absolutely unacceptable. Yeah.